You're listening to the Passion Daily Podcast, brought to you by Passion Equip.
Hi, my name is Frankie, and today is April 3rd. Today we are reading out of the Gospel of John in the books of Genesis and Colossians. As we open the scriptures, take this time to pause, be still, and focus on His word and His presence. Then Joseph said to his brothers, "Come close to me." When they had done so, he said, "I am your brother Joseph, the one you sold into Egypt. And now do not be distressed and do not be angry with yourselves for selling me here, because it was to save lives that God sent me ahead of you. For 2 years now, there have been famine in the land, and for the next 5 years, there will be no plowing and reaping. But God has sent me ahead of you to preserve you for a remnant of earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So then it was not you who sent me here, but God. He made me father to Pharaoh, lord of his entire household and ruler of all Egypt. Now hurry back to my father and say to him, 'This is what your son Joseph said. God has made me lord of all Egypt. Come down to me. Don't delay. You shall live in the region of Goshen and be near me, you, your children and grandchildren, your flocks and herds, and all you have. I will provide for you there, because 5 years of famine are still to come. Otherwise, you and your household and all who belong to you will be destitute. You can see for yourselves, and so can my brother Benjamin, that it is really who I am speaking to you. Tell my father about the honor accorded to me in Egypt and about everything you've seen, and bring my father down here quickly.'" Genesis chapter 45, verses 4 through 13. "However, as it is written, no eye has seen, what ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived, the things of God has prepared for those who love him." 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. "My father's house has many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am." John chapter 14, verses 2 through 3. While Joseph did not know it, his work in Egypt was preparing a place for provision for his family. God had seen fit to bring Joseph to Egypt, bestowing wisdom upon him and positioning him to prepare the nation for an impending famine. Joseph gave himself to the work of developing a strategy, building facilities, and preparing the people to store massive amounts of grain. Though they did not recognize Joseph, his hungry brothers asked for his gracious provision of food. Joseph revealed his identity to his brothers, who reported the stunning news to their aging father. Joseph's work through his years in Egypt had prepared a blessing for those in his family. Jesus also indicates that he is preparing a place of blessing for his people. Like Joseph, the path to this position is unexpected. He would suffer and die on a Roman cross, be raised to life by the power of God, and ascend to the right hand of the Father. There, he works to prepare a place of blessing for the people of God. God pictures the heavenly dwelling like a house with many rooms. He will work to prepare this place for the people between the resurrection and the coming day when God will make all things new. This is difficult to fathom, the splendor of this dwelling place. Creator God made all things that exist in a span of 6 days. The vast mountain ranges, breathtaking beaches, and sprawling forests demonstrate the handiwork of God at the dawn of creation. Now, thousands of years later, God is working to prepare a new dwelling in which his people will live forever. Quoting from the prophet Isaiah, Paul exclaimed that no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has conceived what God has prepared for his people. The biblical images of heaven seem to make people grapple for words to describe the glory of this place. The heavenly dwelling, free from the implications of sin, is described as containing streets made of gold and seas as beautiful as crystal. There, God's people will be given the bountiful provision of God's blessing. Free from sin, they will be able to worship God by enjoying fellowship with God, loving one another, and giving themselves in the meaningful work and feasting on the storehouse of God's good gifts that He's prepared for them to enjoy. Let's pray. Jesus, I cannot in my wildest imaginings know what the glory you have in store for your followers. I can only thank you for your gracious generosity. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Passion Daily Podcast, brought to you by Passion Equip. Passion Equip makes it easy for you to watch the most powerful messages of passion, relive moments of worship, and find articles and tracks that are specifically designed for the season of life you're in and the questions you have. To access thousands and thousands of resources, all designed to encourage you towards knowing God above all else, visit PassionEquip.com today.